Okay, we're going to talk to one of the newer faculty members at Oklahoma State, so let's just introduce yourself.
Hi, I am Amanda de Oliveira Silva. I've been 6 months in the job now as the Small Grains Extension Specialist.
So what is the primary focus of your work at Oklahoma State?
So the primary focus will be working with the variety performance test. So I'll be helping with variety performance evaluation throughout the state. So right now we have trials planted in 20 locations throughout Oklahoma. And with that, we'll provide and help provide information about the variety's performance and help producers to make decisions about variety selection.
So we're focused primarily on winter wheat, correct?
Yes, that's the main focus of the program now.
So how do some of your research plots look right now after the last few months of winter?
Well, we had some slow start, so some of the plots that got planted later, the wheat is still small, but it's growing. The wheat that was planted earlier, we had some growth, so it's looking good. It's slow developing and growing, but it's looking good.
So how does someone from Brazil end up in Oklahoma?
Right. Yeah, it's just my interest in agriculture. I think that's how I came up, ended up here. But as an undergrad, I came here at OSU and worked with the cropping systems group. So that was my first time in the U.S. ever. And my first experience with agriculture in the U.S. was here in Oklahoma. So I think it's just how it goes, how the cycle goes. I went to Indiana, Kansas, and ended up here, luckily.
Do you see any similarities in agriculture in Brazil and what we see here in Oklahoma?
So from my area, it's a little bit different. Like, I grew up around sugarcane fields, so the cropping system is a little bit different. But soil, the issues that we had with soil fertility is very similar with soil acidity. But, yeah, from my region, it's kind of a little different. But at the same time, cropping systems is all the same, the way we have to deal with climate and trying to grow crops with good quality and high-yielding crops. So, yeah.
One of the things that you want to do is bring the information from the research plots and educate the farmers and ranchers and the public on the newest kind of research and newest kind of information that we can get out there on new wheat varieties. So you're looking forward to that this spring.
Yes. So I have one research plot now that we put it looking at different nitrogen rates, looking at varieties' response and how they are behaving physiologically, looking at traits that are characterizing those varieties under different input systems. So hopefully, yeah, in the spring we'll have more information about that and also from the variety trials as well.
So is there anything exciting or interesting you can tell us about now?
It's just everything is exciting, so just keep informed and stay in touch with us on Twitter and our website that I'll be posting information as much as I can. And we are preparing very good materials, educational materials, and we'll be in the plot tours in end of April and May. So I welcome everybody to come and talk about varieties and whatever else they want to talk about. So,
okay, thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Dr. Amanda de Oliveira Silva. She's the new Small Grains Extension Specialist at Oklahoma State University.